it really needs to be stated at the outset that Taming the Tiger is intended to be the story of my early life. It never set out to be a strict historical account of each and every event, with supporting, you know, minutiae and, you know, photograph. I don't have a file that I can open up and say, here you are, here's a photograph and an interview from this point in my life when I was 4 or 5 and so on. And so as such, it remains a true story, descriptively told and consistent with many other similar publications in its genre. And really, at the time I began relating the events of my life as I remembered them to my writer, Angela, I could never have anticipated such scrutiny, really, with which certain historical accuracies would be examined. And so, really, since writing, it's important to tell you that I've discovered some information about my family history, of which I was unaware when I wrote Taming the Tiger nearly 10 years ago now. I'm afraid, you know, as time passes by, you discover new things about your life and about your background, and that's certainly been true for my case. And so I now fully accept that there are a number of details that appear in the book that are not historically accurate today at all. And in the light of this new information, work is already in progress to address these items for a revised edition of the book, to be able to tell it as accurate as possibly today, as we possibly can. What I must say, Victoria, is that it's got to be clearly stated that neither the independent investigation nor the source of accusations has provided any evidence whatsoever to disprove my true story. Plenty of accusations, but there's been no evidence at all.
You mentioned that about evidence, Tony, yeah. And I know that I spoke to Gavin Drake earlier on, and I also know that you're not willing to answer any of the queries that he had about it. But one of the things that many people have highlighted is about your story that you won a kung fu competition and that you're 3 times world champion. You're saying that they've got no evidence to put forward to say that you didn't do that, but what evidence are you going to now put forward to say that you did do that? Because surely now that evidence is going to be needed.
That's right, and that's the purpose of why Avanti Ministries commissioned the independent investigation with the Evangelical Alliance, so that we can actually have that safer forum to be able to present this material to. And it's to them that we were able to present the evidence that we could do. And due to the sinister nature of my background, that's why historically we've resisted to request request out there to divulge any of my real birth name or my actual Chinese given name that I went by in my early life. And so that's the reason why, for so many people, these identifying details, we decided not to divulge that.
So in the redraft then, Tony, the book, are we going to be then hearing, are you going to be listing the opponents who you did in this competition? Because you are now going to have to come up with some really hard factual evidence to prove that this is true.
Things that there's actually so much of my story that I cannot divulge because of the security nature to that. I think what is important and what I regret is that a clear disclaimer was not published in the original edition of Taming the Tiger. But as my writer will testify, the details as they're told in the book are presented with considered alteration of identities and places and some circumstances and so on, in order to appropriately protect confidentiality.
And when can we get that? When will that revised edition be out?
Victoria, working as hard as we can on it, so watch this space. But in addition to that, you know, we're making some, you know, not wanting to cause any of our brothers to stumble at all. So regardless of motivation or intent, we are wanting to respond in the most loving way and act on it as well.